Kenya is as a member of AU would like to use its local institutions to ratify regional decisions. And considering that we in the past have had a motion about pulling out of ICC, it would be in order for the majority leader of the Senate to introduce a motion to facilitate a process of ratification of the AU decision.
As the major official mover to have the pullout of the ICC, what do you see this move by the AU and the support of the African Heads of States and Government decision to your president during the weekend summit in Addis Ababa?
Well, basically, the AU is saying that it's unfortunate that its partners, institutions, including the ICC and the UN Security Council in the past, have not taken seriously their decisions. And that if the world respects the African Union, they have to ratify decisions being made by the institutions. So basically, show some level of cooperation with AU. And therefore, the decision of AU was critical in the sense that the next 10 to 20 days, when the Security Council will be considering that decision, will redefine basically international law, Africa's relationship with international criminal court, and basically the future working relationship between Africa and other UN institutions.
If Kenya's Senate ratifies the AU decision, what's the next in the process?
Basically, we would go ahead, if the Security Council is not able to work with us, we will mobilize the rest of the nation to ensure that our president does not travel to the ICC.
Now, what support does this ratification possibly would have in Kenya's Senate, especially when the lower house chamber possibly could table a motion to discuss this measure of pulling out of the ICC officially?
Basically, we will have overwhelming support. In the last motion, which was to pull out of ICC, we had also overwhelming support. There is absolutely no reason why we should not get similar support in this motion.
And are you confident that the president will sign this, especially when he's gotten the support from the AU?
Well, even if he doesn't sign, there is a procedure in the Constitution to return it back to Parliament. And if we pass it for the second time, then it becomes automatically law. So, you know, the president may have his own position as an individual, but we are here to always remind him that he is a property of the nation.
How is the support in Kenya about pulling out of the ICC vis-a-vis the AU's decision to seek the deferral of the case against the president?
What I know is that more than two-thirds of Kenyans support the deferral of the cases, and basically no Kenyan, even those who are in the opposition, a greater percentage are in support of our argument that our president cannot stand in trial while in office, and particularly because we are facing other monumental challenges that would make it impossible for us to be willing our president to go and listen to some lies, concocted lies at ICC for a whole month.